Welcome to the Uncle Eric Presents Crime Fiction Podcast, featuring classic radio shows, crime, murder mysteries, and suspense shows. We're so glad you tuned in for this current classic episode. But first, a few show comments and episode notes from Uncle Eric.
Welcome back, folks, to yet another exciting episode from the Uncle Eric Presents series. This episode is from the classic The Avenger series featuring Jim Brandon, alter ego of the Avenger, who was a biochemist that invented a telepathic indicator and a secret diffusion capsule, both of which helped him fight crime. This episode is titled, Rendezvous with Murder. This episode is brought to you by BoomerFlix.com. At BoomerFlix, you can watch hundreds of the old classic television shows and classic movies that just aren't shown on television anymore. If you're a fan of the old TV shows and movies, then BoomerFlix is just for you. Also, please visit Uncle Eric's website, UncleEric.com, to see all the ISTO offer. Now, enjoy this great episode from The Avenger titled Rendezvous with Murder.
The Avenger, sworn enemy of evil, is actually Jim Brandon, a famous biochemist. Through his numerous scientific experiments, Brandon has perfected two inventions to aid him in his crusade against crime as the Avenger. The telepathic indicator, by which he is able to pick up thought flashes, and the secret diffusion capsule, which cloaks him in the black light of invisibility. Brandon's assistant, the beautiful Fern Collier, is the only one who shares his secrets and knows that he is the man the underworld fears as the Avenger. And now, the Avenger and Rendezvous with Murder.
There's a train coming, Bates. We'd better hide over there behind the bushes until it goes past.
Oh, nobody will notice us, Tapper.
It's nearly done.
I'm not taking any chances. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we're out of sight here.
Yeah, well, who's going to see us out here in this lonely road, I'd like to know?
The brakeman or the engineer, maybe. How many years do you have to spend in the pen before you learn not to take any chances on witnesses?
Oh, lay off that, Tapper, will you? We're out now, ain't we?
Yeah, but I'm not forgetting them 5 years, Bates. And all because you bungle a small-time stick-up. Why, we could have pulled this Glenhurst bang job long ago if we hadn't landed in the jug. Now, lie low till the train goes past.
Yeah. Okay, it's gone. Let's get out of here, Tapper. This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah. I'd just as soon forget what happened to this crossing myself.
Yeah. Say, is this the spot where we planted that contract on the tracks 6 years ago?
Sure it is. Yeah, right down the road. There's a place where you and me jumped out of the car and sent it headlong into the 815.
Yeah, that's right. Say, I recognize it now. Hey, what'd you come this way for, Tapper? I don't like to think of that guy we bumped off. You know, murder's one rap you can't...
Shut up! Nobody said it was murder, did they? The police said it was an accident, just like we planned. It's a pretty slick job all around.
Well, maybe, but I still don't see why we had to park our car and come this way.
I suppose you'd sooner go down Main Street so everybody could get a gander at us, huh? Oh, right here. Hmm? Turn this way, through these gates.
Hey, Tapper, what's the idea? That's a graveyard.
Sure. And there ain't a better place for two guys to lay low for a couple hours. Come on.
Oh, I don't like this, Tapper. It's like... Well, like the coppers are always shooting off about. Returning to the scene of the crime. It's like we was trying to put a jinx on ourselves.
Oh, damn that kind of gab. What's the matter, Bates? Are you turning yellow?
No. Only I
Come
was
on,
just...
Come on, then. We'll go over there under them trees and stretch out and have a smoke.
Yeah. Well, how long we got to wait in this place?
Well, it won't be safe to start working on the bank until close to midnight. I figure it shouldn't take us more than an hour to pull out that little section of wall, grab the swag, cover our tracks, and hit the road. Oh, here, let's sit down here.
Okay.
Hey, give me a light, will you, Bates?
Yeah. Hey, look at that, will you?
What now?
That tombstone. Look what it says.
Put your flashlight on it and stop blubbering.
Yeah.
Hold it steady, will you?
Okay.
In memory of Peter Moultrie.
It's that contractor guy we bumped off. That was his name, Moultrie. Peter Moultrie.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Well, I'm getting out of here.
Stay where you are, Bates. This guy Moultrie's been dead and buried for almost 6 years. He can't hurt us.
Yeah, but Tapper, I tell you, this place is a jinx. Let's pull out, huh?
You nuts. Sit down. We've got some plans to make.
Yeah, but this job's got the finger on it, Tapper. I can feel
it. Shut up and listen to me. There's a couple of hundred grand just waiting for us down there in the Glenhurst Bank. All we gotta do is go in and take it.
I know.
Now, here's the blueprint of the bank I snitched when we was helping build the place. Yeah, hold that a little lower.
All right.
Okay. Now, here's the section of the back wall we rigged. Plenty of room to crawl through.
Yeah, but what if somebody hears us knocking the wall out?
Not a chance. We fixed that section so it's as weak as putty. Now, this muffled hammer will loosen the bricks.
Well, are you sure about the alarm, Tapper?
Sure. Hey, remember how we looped the wires?
Uh-huh.
That'll keep the alarm dead within the limits I've marked here. Now, how about the vault? You got all that dope straight, Bates?
Yeah, I can open that all right.
Now, we gotta be careful about fingerprints. Don't forget, we've got a record now, and they'll nab us pronto if we leave any calling cards.
Uh-huh. I got all that, Tapper.
Okay. Now, after we put the dough in the car, we go back and patch up that hole in the wall.
That's the part I don't like. I don't see why you want to do that, Tapper.
Because that'll give us a whole extra day to get away. That's why. Now, this is Saturday night. If nobody notices anything wrong with the wall, the stick-up won't be discovered until Monday morning.
Yeah. I guess you're right at that.
Now, let's grab a couple hours' rest. We'll need it when we start driving.
Here?
Sure. This is the best place in the world to sleep. Sweet dreams, pal.
What's that?
Huh?
Hey, Tapper!
Hey!
Tapper!
Take it easy, Bates.
What's it?
Oh, wait a minute. It's only a dog running down toward the freight yards.
Oh. What time is it, Tapper?
10:30.
It's time for us to start moving, huh?
Bates, I've been thinking. There's just one thing that could trip us up on this job.
What's that?
It's a long shot, but it's the kind of long shot I don't like.
Well, listen, Tapper. You can count me out if it ain't foolproof. I ain't gonna
do
anything.
We can make it foolproof, Bates.
I don't get you.
Well, when we was helping build that bank, we went under phony names and kept to ourselves.
Yeah, we was careful, all right. You wouldn't let me go no place.
Yeah, but remember Moultrie's little girl coming around one day and taking pictures of all the men on the job?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, she did. Later, I got the negatives from her, but now I'm wondering if she might have kept them pictures.
Well, what if she did? What's the difference?
Plenty. The minute this stick-up's discovered and they get a gander at that pulled-out wall, the coppers will know it was framed by somebody who helped build the place.
And then they'll start investigating all them guys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll be up a blind alley about us because of them phony names. Huh?
That's where the pictures figure in. That girl would turn them in and the police would match them up with two guys in the rogues gallery by the name of Tapper and Bates.
Oh, that settles it. Count me out.
Nothing doing. You and me are going to pay a little visit to Miss Janice Moultrie. We've got to get them pictures.
Oh, not me.
You're
not
afraid to steal a few snapshots from a kid, are you?
No, only... Well, look, Tapper, she won't be a kid now. She'll be grown up.
So what?
Nothing, I guess. Well, when do we get started?
In another 10 minutes.
Say, Tapper, what if that Moultrie girl gets in our way?
Then it's just gonna be too bad for her. Because I'm not gonna let any dame stand between me and that money. We'll get them pictures, Bate. If we have to plant that girl right down there beside her old man.
Jim, it was sweet of you to drive all the way down here to Glenhurst to take Janice and me to the charity rally.
Pure selfishness on my part, Fern. I miss you when you go away for weekends.
Oh, that's nice. For a while, it looked as though both Janice and I were going to be stood up.
Why? I thought Bill Cummings was going along.
He called Janice half an hour ago. He has to work.
Oh.
Something about drawing up a will for a sick client.
Oh, that's too bad. I was looking forward to seeing Bill again.
Well, maybe after the rally.
No, I can't. Inspector White's going to call me at my hotel at 11:30. I'll have to be there to get his call.
We'll have to leave the rally early, then.
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes. I bet you're both starved.
Oh, Fern is always starving, Janice. Tell me, did she have an appetite like that when she went to school?
Always. But how she managed to keep slim on was what stymied the rest of us.
I see where I'm in for a ribbon.
Jim, I'm awfully glad you could come. I wanted to talk to you about Dad.
Your father?
Yes, Janice still isn't convinced that it was an accident, Jim.
No, I'm not, Jim. Oh, I know it was a long time ago, and everyone seems to have forgotten all about it except me.
Well, it's natural for you to feel like that, Janice, but the police investigated the case thoroughly at the time, and there was no hint of foul play.
I know all that, Jim, but I knew my father.
He was a most careful driver, and it was never established what he was doing out there on that lonely road that night.
Well, I'll recheck all the evidence tomorrow, if it'll make you feel any better, Janice.
Thanks, Jim.
Oh, hello, Bosco, old boy. Come here, boy. Boy, I believe old Bosco's glad to see me.
Oh, Bosco, get down.
No, no, it's all right, Janice. Come on, boy. Hiya, boy. Hiya, fella.
We'd better go in to dinner now so we can get started for the rally. Don't bother getting out of the car, Jim. You'd better drive straight to the hotel to get the inspector's call.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock now.
After your call comes, Jim, why don't you pick up Bill at his office and both of you come back for a snack?
Yes, do.
Oh, that'll be fine. Now, let's see. Bill's office is on the second floor of the bank building, isn't it?
That's right. We'll expect you in about an hour, then.
Yeah, maybe less. So long.
Bye, Jim. I wonder where Bosco is. He usually meets us at the gate.
Oh, he's probably down at the freight yards. The men down there on the meat cars are always feeding him.
Oh, they spoil him terribly. Now, where's my key? Oh, here it is. Oh, I'm glad you're here, Fern. I always dread coming into this house alone when Aunt Martha's away.
What was that?
Oh, Bosco must be here. Turn on the living room light, Fern.
Bosco? Bosco, where are you?
Stay right where you are, both of you.
What do you want? What have you been doing in my house?
We just dropped in to have a look at your picture album, Miss Moultrie.
My picture album?
Yeah, where is it?
I won't tell you.
No? Well, maybe this gun will make you change your mind.
Now I remember you. I remember both of you. You worked for my father on the bank construction job 6 years ago.
You've got a good memory, Miss Moultrie, and that's just too bad for you. Now talk. Where's them pictures?
I won't give them to you.
Well, we'll see. Give her the arm treatment, Bates. I'll keep this other dame covered.
All right, sister. Start singing and make it fast. We're in a hurry.
Let me go.
All right.
No.
There you are.
No, I won't tell.
Oh, let her alone.
Oh, help! Help!
Shut up, you. Well, Miss Moultrie, are you going to talk, or does Bates have to break your arm?
Oh, tell them, Janice. Don't let them hurt you like that.
All right. Let go of my arm. I'll tell you.
Be quick about it, then.
The album's in a chest in that closet.
Get it, Bates.
Okay.
I know what you're after now. You want those pictures I took of you.
Smart girl. Too smart. Hey, did you find it, Bates?
Yeah, the album's here, all right.
Well, hurry up. See if the pictures are in it. Yeah, well.
Here they are. Hey, they're good, too.
Now, will you take them and get out of here?
We'd be pretty dumb to do that, wouldn't we? No, you two dames are coming with us.
Coming with you? Why?
Security reasons. I've learned that the only good witness is a dead witness.
You can't get away with a thing like this. You know you...
They'll bring the car up in front of the house. We're all going for a little ride.
Back to the Avenger and the Rendezvous with Murder.
Why, this is the freight yard. Why have you brought us here?
We're going to let you off easy. We're sending you two dames off on a little trip.
What are you talking about?
You'll see.
Pull up here, Tepper.
Get out and open up one of them refrigerator cars, Bates.
Sure.
No. No, please, you're
Come
not going
on.
To...
This is the end of the line. Get out.
Vern, what can we do?
Nothing. Get out, I said. And one peep out of either of you, and it'll be your last.
How you doing, Bates? Over here, Tepper. These cars are packed and ready to go. I got one of the doors open, though.
Okay. Throw the dames in.
Okay, come on.
Please, sister. Not
get
this.
In there.
I'd rather be shot.
Throw her inside, Bates.
Yeah, right, Tepper. Now the other one. Come on,
no.
Come on, yeah. Get in there.
There we are. Now close the door and fix the lock.
Quick. Okay.
That's that. Come on, Bates.
Keep pounding, Janice. Maybe someone will hear us before the freight pulls out.
I can't, Fern. My hands are getting numb.
Oh, pound hard. It'll keep the circulation going.
What's the use? We're doomed, Fern. We might as well face
it. Oh, Janice, don't give up, please.
It's Bosco.
Oh, yes. Call to him, Janice.
Bosco! Bosco, it's Janice. Get help, Bosco!
What's going on?
Help! Bosco, help! Help!
Keep pounding, Janice. We'll keep pounding as long as we can.
Help! Help! It's Bosco!
Bosco! Oh, I can't. I'm too cold. We're freezing.
This is Bill's office. Bill, it's Jim Brandon, Bill. Oh, must have gone, I guess. Well, that's strange. Bill wouldn't leave his office unlocked. Let's take a look. What's that hammering, I wonder? Coming from below that back window. Something very interesting going on down there. I wonder if Bill could have seen that. Better flash my light around here before I could... Bill! Somebody knocked him out cold. Well, it looks as though this is another job for the Avenger.
Hold it a minute, Bates.
Huh? What's up?
Yeah. There's a copper pounding his beat on the other side of the street.
That Flatfoot better keep moving if he knows what's good for
him. Shut up.
Is he gone?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. Do you love fun t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies that make a statement? Well, at tdazzle.com, we have hundreds of fun designs so you can share your love for anything from hot rods, surfing, pets, holiday-themed, and many, many more fun topics. Give tdazzle.com a visit and shop cool tees, hoodies, and many more items. That's tdazzle.com. They make our program possible. Now back to our program.
Yeah, he's just turning the corner now. Okay, we can get back to work.
Right.
I'm finished at this end. How about you, Bates?
Well... just a little more.
Okay.
Did you check the wires, Tepper?
Yeah. Just like we left them 6 years ago.
Okay. I'm ready.
Good. Crawl in. The vault's right inside on the left.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little easier.
Oh, boy. What a setup. This plan was foolproof. There's the vault, Bates. Get busy.
Hey, give me some light here, will you?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Gotta hand it to you, Tepper. This was a pretty sweet idea you dreamed up 6 years ago.
Now you're willing to admit it was worth bumping off Moultrie for, huh?
It sure was. You know, that dough is as good as ours right now. What was that? I heard a funny noise.
Yeah, so did I, but there can't be anybody in here.
Can't there, Tepper?
Who's there?
It's the Avenger, Tepper. I'm here to settle an old score for Peter Moultrie.
Hey, somebody framed us, Tepper. Let's blow.
No. He's one against the two of us. We can take care of him. Grab that crowbar, Bates. I'll flash the light around. We'll find him.
Yeah. There's nobody here, Tepper. He's gone.
No, I'm still here, Bates, but you can't see me.
The voice came from that corner. Start swinging, Bates.
Hey, somebody hit me.
Keep swinging, you fool. We've got him cornered.
Well, I think I hit something, Tepper. Hey, give me the light.
Yeah. I don't see nothing.
Well, that's mighty funny. I hit somebody, but there's nobody here.
You're nuts. He got away, that's what.
Yeah.
Come on, Bates. We got to take it on the lamp. The cops will be here in a minute.
They won't get far. As soon as I set off this burglar alarm, I'll start after them.
Step on her, Tepper.
I'm giving her all she got. This jalopy ain't got wings, you know.
Hey, look, Tepper. There's a car following
her. Yeah? Hey, you're right.
It must be that Avenger guy.
I told you didn't get him.
I did. I hit him, but then he...
Then he disappeared. I know. He scrammed. That's what he did.
Hey, he's gaining on us.
Give him a dose of lead, Bates. It's him or us now.
Well, I'll try to hit his tires.
Did you get him?
No, he's still coming. He's turned his headlights off.
Try again.
Hey, we're going too fast, Tepper. I can't get a bead on him.
Hey, there's a railroad crossing up ahead and a freight's coming.
Yeah. If we can beat that freight to the crossing, we can lose this guy.
It'll be close, but it's our only chance. Sit tight.
What's the matter with the car, Tepper?
I don't know. The engine...
It sounds like we're out of gas. We can't make it, Tepper. Stop!
We gotta make it!
Hey, we're still on the track! Stop, Tepper!
Brakeman, over here. Bring your light.
Well, if I ever saw anybody ask for what they got, those fellas did. Know who they were?
Yeah, they just broke into the bank in Glenhurst. I saw them making a headway and followed.
Yeah? Well, they didn't get far.
No, they certainly didn't. Say, that's Bosco. Come here, Bosco.
We must have followed the freight all the way from the yard.
Down. Down, Bosco, down. What's the matter, boy? What is it?
Oh, he's after scraps from that refrigerator car.
I don't think so. I'm going to have a look. What is it, Bosco? What's the matter, boy? What are you trying to tell me? Somebody's in there.
What's up?
Somebody's inside that car, Brakeman. I heard a pounding on the door.
I don't hear anything.
Open up that car. I tell you, there's someone in there.
Listen, bud, there can't be anybody in there. That's a sealed car.
Sealed? Take a look at that door. That railroad seal's been broken.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, mister, I'll open her up. There. Well, I'll be.
It's Fern and Janice. Give me a hand, Brakeman.
Sure.
Jim?
There, there. It's all right, Fern. You're safe now. Here, quick. Help me get them out of here. They're almost frozen. Are you sure you feel well enough to drive home today, Fern?
Yes, I'm all right now, Jim. Of course, I don't feel in the mood for any winter sports yet. Have another hot drink, Fern. Thank you, Janice. There's just one more thing I'm not quite clear on, Jim.
And what's that, Janice?
Why did those criminals try to get rid of Bill?
I think Bill can get you straight on that. What happened, Bill?
Well, I was hard at work in my office when I heard a strange hammering sound below the back window. I looked out and saw two men down below. But when I called down to find out what was going on, they... just disappeared around the side of the building. I decided to go down and investigate. But before I had time to get out of the office, the two men came in. One of them turned off the light and covered me with a flashlight. And the other one must have worked his way around behind me and hit me over the head.
I see. Then when Jim came to call for you, he discovered what was going on.
That's right. As soon as I saw what Tapper and Bates were up to, I went down and drained the gasoline out of their car and then followed them into the bank. I wanted to get a line on them, so I listened to them talking for a while before I did anything.
What did you find out, Jim?
Well, they were boasting about how they'd planned the robbery 6 years ago. Evidently, Janice's father discovered what they were doing, so they killed him and made it look like an accident.
But if you were in the bank with them, Jim, how did they make a getaway in their car?
Well, that hole in the wall left the bank wide open. I had to sound the alarm before I followed them. Anyway, I knew they couldn't get far with a gas tank that was practically empty.
It really seems as though those two men had a rendezvous with justice at that crossing, doesn't it?
Yes, it was another so-called perfect crime that backfired.
Well, you just try to put it out of your mind now, Janice.
Okay, Bill. Come on, I'll put a fresh dressing on your head. The doctor said to change every hour.
Yes, nurse.
We'll be back in a minute. Take your time. Jim, one doesn't have to be a detective to figure out that we'll be coming to Glenhurst for a wedding very soon.
It certainly looks that way, Fern.
Jim, do you suppose that we could...
Could what, Fern?
Do you suppose that we could have picked up all this on a telepathic indicator if we had stayed at home?
Characters, names, places, and plots used in the Avenger program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
This is a thought, a thought, a thought. Remember, listen for another adventure of...
The Avenger.
I hope you enjoyed this latest Uncle Eric Presents episode. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode. Please check back often and make sure to subscribe to my podcast so you won't miss the new exciting episodes. In the meantime, scroll up or down to find other exciting episodes to listen to. Don't forget to visit UncleEric.com to see and listen to all the program categories and episodes. There are also hundreds of the old classic crime and detective television show episodes you can watch as well. They're a hoot to watch. That's UncleEric.com. If you like this episode, please consider buying Uncle Eric a cup of coffee at the support link below.
Thanks a million. Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye for now.